Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. I am J.P. Finley. I'm holding it down in the Navy Yard Studios after a long, late night in Ashburn. And you are somewhere in a car or with me in your AirPods or wherever the hell you are, and you got a new quarterback. I think if you are a Commanders fan, today is a very, very good day. After months and months and months and months and months and months and seemingly all of the months of speculation and discussion and just stupid noise, lacking context, and just what happens in the pre-draft process, particularly when you have a draft with a number of legitimate quarterback prospects, as we saw when six of them go in the top 12, eventually you get to draft night and things tend to play out how you thought they would on January 1st at the end of the college football season. Washington landed a guy last night in Jaden Daniels who, frankly, was the best player in college football last year. Last year, he completed 73% of his passes for 3,812 yards in 12 games, I would add. Do that math for me, Landini. 38-12 divided by 12. What's he doing per game? He threw 40 touchdowns against four picks. 40 against four. Now, Lamphill's going to do the yardage math, but here's what I can tell you. I believe that's a 10-to-1 touchdown to INT ratio. 10-to-1. Real quick, for the people in the back, 10-to-1 touchdown to INT ratio. By the way, this was all happening in the SEC, which general manager Adam Peters last night said it matters because he's doing it against the best. Landini, I believe you've crunched some numbers.
I think it's 320.
320 per game? Is that good? I think that's pretty damn good. And by the way, he's clearly gifted as a passer. If you look at the completion percentage, the lack of turnovers, the lack of turnover-worthy plays, because sometimes a QB sprays it and defenders just don't catch it. I saw a stat this morning, I believe it was from the PFF Commanders account, that said that Daniels, I'm trying to pull this up real quick. Yeah, here it is. This is from PFF _ Washington. Jaden Daniels' 1.7% career turnover-worthy play rate is best among all Power 5 quarterbacks. So if you're curious, that means on fewer than 2% of his throws, he had a turnover-worthy play rate. A turnover-worthy play. He does not turn the ball over. So when you talk about Daniels, I feel like so much of it grew to a disingenuous state that you hope it now, like you hope it's like the ride of King's Dominion that goes all the way upside down and then you hang upside down. You know that pirate ship, Viking boat, whatever you call that thing? Like it went way too far and now you hope it swings back like a pendulum might be a better analogy. He is a passer first. He will beat you from the pocket. He has an exceptionally quick release and he gets through his progressions fast. I mean, there's just so much to like about Daniels. Oh, by the way, wait till he takes off running. Because just on the ground last year, he went for another 1,134 yards on 135 carries. Now, Lamphill, good news. I don't have to ask you to do the math because College Football Reference has done it for me. It's 8.4 yards per carry. Another 10 touchdowns on the ground. So last year he accounted for 50 touchdowns, 5-0. Listen, if I like to think we're past it, but if you want to argue that it should have been some other player, I don't agree with you. I never did. I think there's more of an argument that Daniels should have gone one than that somebody else should have gone two. I think if you're concerned about the weight or the – if you're concerned about his frame, Adam Peters was asked about it. We're going to play Adam Peters' full press conference later in the program. You'll also get to hear from Jaden Daniels, who we talked to last night. Also, it looks like we are up on the stream. If somebody wants to watch, you can look at my pretty face. I feel like I combed my hair pretty well today, Landini. What do you think? I need a haircut. I'm aware. But I've been kind of busy.
Yeah, you look sloppy.
I don't think I look sloppy. My hair looks a little long.
Sloppy Finbu.
Landfill, your hair's past your shoulders. You're giving me a hard time?
That's true. This is a style, though.
That's a style? We need to get the camera in the aquarium for the people. Landini, this is the pick I thought they should make. It's the pick I thought they would make. I think they crushed it. I think it's a home run. I think... The people that are going to call in and say this is RG3 all over again, I have a few thoughts. One, I think he's a better passer, probably by a wide margin, at this stage of his career than Robert was. Two, Robert was good. That was the most electric this city's been. Then he blew out his knee and fought with the Shanahans and a million other things happened. And it's hard to remember right now what, like, Thanksgiving felt like for the Redskins Robert's rookie year when they went down to Dallas and kicked the snot out of the Cowboys. But I think this is such an exciting moment. Getting to talk to Jaden last night, he seems so locked in and so excited about this. And I think just all the noise, I mean, I said it over and over and over, that with the pre-draft process, with the lack of real information, the noise becomes currency, right? And all the emojis and Top Golf. Kind of important to point out that all of these dudes now said they really enjoyed the Top Golf visit. Whether they did or not, they said it. We asked Peters if he ever thought that Jaden didn't want to come here. He's like, no, I never got that impression, ever. Just so much nonsense. Commanders fans, if you're out there, you should be thrilled. You got the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback that accounted for 50 touchdowns last year. And he had a 10-1 touchdown to INT ratio. And all of like the skeptical stuff you want to throw at him, oh, he's skinny. He is skinny. One, he can add weight to the frame. Two, he's proven to be super tough. You're worried about the sacks. We'll see if that comes to fruition. You got to balance the sacks against the big plays, though. Oh, he doesn't want to come here. That's clearly been disproven. You see his mom last night, his mom, who some people in town have chosen to write about, did the left hand up. Did you guys see that in an interview, I think, on ABC, I believe, like on the national draft broadcast? I want to check in with the Aquarium boys. How we feeling? Let's just do vibe check, Landini. Straight up vibe check.
I'm good. I thought that Jaden Daniels was going to be the pick pretty much the whole time. Honestly, they had an opportunity to take the guy that won the Heisman Trophy this year, and it kind of makes sense that that's the guy they would take. I think he's the right pick. I hope it works out. I think it could work out pretty well.
Jeffrey?
JP, you already know. My Ashburn syndrome is flowing. We finally got, We got a contender at the quarterback position. We could be speaking too early, but come on now. The man won a Heisman. Let's go. I'm excited, and I can't wait to see what the offense. I can't wait to see what the offense look like this year. I can't wait to see what Adam Peters is about to do today.
Sure. I mean, it's funny because we live in this bizarro world where, like, they just got a quarterback, a question they haven't had an answer at. For a position they haven't had an answer for in 30 years or whatever it is. And they landed one. And I think the angst. There remain like these Drake May psychos, largely just like nameless, faceless avatars on Twitter. And if that's how you choose to spend your time and you're not a bot, like, God bless you. I don't know what to tell you. I think you should get a hobby. But whatever, we'll see. Also, Drake May, we talk about situations matter with these rookie quarterbacks. I think Caleb at number one is going to a really good situation. If you look at all the talent the Bears have put together, they had Rome Odunze last night, Keenan Allen. Obviously, DJ Moore's there. They added DeAndre Swift. I think they have a pretty good offensive line. I think sometimes we all get way too caught up in the skill positions and not enough in the O-line, but that's like a larger discussion for the state of football fandom. I think Washington's situation for Caleb is pretty good, or for Jaden, rather, is pretty good. Jaden and Jahan Dotson are friends. They, like, did an Instagram Live together last night. Jaden talked about Terry. You got to wonder the run game with Eckler and obviously Brian Robinson. They added Ertz, who's a veteran. I find it hard to believe there's not receiver and tight more receiver and tight end help coming. But now, like, the biggest angst of Commanders fans, perhaps understandably, I would wait till you get till the end of the weekend to really angst it up. But there is this hole at left tackle. A lot of people last night thought that would be addressed. I think when you look at how that draft fell, I think there was one pick that kind of closed the door on the Commanders trading back up. I was told by a few people around the league that they were working pretty hard, and I buy it because the conversation I had, say it was like 6:30-ish, was that they were talking with Minnesota about 23, and they were talking with Buffalo about 28. And both those teams ended up trading out. So clearly both those teams were working on those moves. The Bills' decision to not only trade out of their spot, but to trade with the Chiefs to allow the Chiefs to get the fastest 40 time ever on record at the Combine, to combine that dude with Patrick Mahomes, when that is your chief rival that's going to keep you out of Super Bowls, okay, man, good luck. You know what the Bills could have used? A receiver that could run past everybody for Josh Allen. Like, there was a period of time where the Niners and the Cowboys were going back and forth in the early 90s. After the Skins era of dominance kind of ended abruptly, Joe Gibbs retired, and then the Cowboys team was loaded and the Niners were loaded. And I think those two teams won like 5 Super Bowls in a row between the two of them. And like, I can't imagine in that era they would have traded with one another. I just don't know what the Bills were thinking in that moment. Maybe they wanted to get more picks, but I think they have a ton of picks. It was just bizarre. Outside of Washington didn't trade up, I don't know how you have a single complaint. I think Washington, when Green Bay took Jordan Morgan out of Arizona at 25, that was a player that a lot of folks were hoping could be there at 36. I had heard kind of leading up to this thing that the tackle market was going to be so hot and heavy. My guess is they must not have liked Tyler Guyton that much. He was the big tackle prospect out of Oklahoma. And then if you're obsessed with the tackle position above all else and that they've got to address it, you know, you can still get – they have 36 and 40. So their first pick, their third overall tonight when we get going. The guy Roger Rosengarten, who they clearly at least have interest in. This big kid, Sua Matea from BYU, who I think folks might be a little more split upon than we realize. Patrick Paul is Chris Paul's brother, that big kid out of Houston. I don't know that any of these dudes are day one starters for you. Like, ESPN lists Blake Fisher as the number one tackle available. But I think if you're Peters, keep this in mind. Last year, the plan was not, or 2 years ago, going into the draft, it was Morgan Moses, and then Leno got released. The Bears drafted somebody, so then Leno gets released, then Morgan gets released. They sign Leno, like, there's going to be more movement over the next 2-3 weeks as we get into May. And it's entirely possible if they don't address specifically left tackle. Say they wait a little bit and they take a guy I like, Kieran Amagaje from Yale. That might not be your left tackle. Maybe they have to lean on Cornelius Lucas, at least to start the season. Rosengarten's definitely a name to watch. But I think you got to – they made their first pick, and they didn't trade back up, but clearly the guys they like, they couldn't get to. The thing that is apparent to me is as there was the run on wideouts, you had 6 quarterbacks go in the top 12, and then 9 offensive linemen, I believe. There's going to be some opportunities, particularly at 36, where you can get a player that you probably didn't think you could get. Like, what if Cooper DeJean, I don't know if it's DeJean or DeJean, just going to be honest about that. What do you think, Landfill? D-E, big J-E-A-N.
DeJean.
Jeffrey?
Definitely DeJean.
Like the mustard?
Or... Deshaun with some pizzazz. Deshaun.
Okay. Deshaun with some pizzazz. That's what we're going with. That dude's a freak athlete who can help you on the back end. They had the worst passing defense in the NFL last year. I know that they drafted Forbes, but that was the old guys. These guys are starting fresh. They got to build everything. The fact that Kool-Aid, McKinstry from Bama, and Cooper DeJean are sitting there, you'd think one of those two gets to 36. If you want help at receiver, Keon Coleman is there, who's a big kid out of Florida State with real ability to go up and get it. Adonai Mitchell's a guy, played at Texas, who is a pretty good route runner with elite deep. I think he ran a 4.34, tracks a deep ball well. Like, both those guys. There was plenty of talk of them going first round. What about this kid, Ladd McConkey? It looks just like, to me, like the next maybe Welker or something. He's 6 foot, 180, but runs awesome routes, really good at the line of scrimmage. And his 40 was a lot faster than I think people expected. It was 4.39. Maybe it helps you in the return game too. There's a lot of these dudes that I think you weren't expecting. A guy I've liked throughout this process is Junior Colson, who's a linebacker. I don't think he makes a lot of sense for them, but I bet he goes. TJ Tampa is a corner that I actually mocked to them at 40. I guess I got a break, Jeff. Is that what you're telling me? I forgot about the breaks. Beat the brakes off him. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to just tell you the truth, folks. If you don't want to talk NFL and the draft all day, you should probably find another radio program, because all we're going to do is talk NFL and the draft all day. PFT commenter joining us at 11. At some point, I'd like to see if we can get the Rooster in here, because the funny little draft night story to be shared. Santana Moss going to join the program from Detroit with B. Mitch. Fingers crossed that all comes to fruition a little later. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up. It's Beamus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Vibes. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You hear that weird humming? That's right. The one and only, the legend, Brian Mitchell joining us from Detroit. Good morning, B.
What up, man? I was here early. I was here at 9:15.
Yeah, I knew
you were
there.
Comrade showed up late.
Whatever was going on with the connection just sucked. B. Mitch is out there in Detroit for the Commanders draft.
I'm leaving early to get here, and damn Comrades don't work.
Yeah, I've been there, man. I've been there. I spent the first 20 minutes of the show talking about they were served a fastball down the middle of the plate, and they knocked it out of the park. You draft Jaden Daniels, you get an absolute stud playmaker that doesn't turn the ball over. This is what everybody should want.
I think so, and I think, you know, he's a electric player, something that you need. People just look at the actual. Well, we want the football aspect to be legit, but hell, when you're trying to think about building a team back up to where it used to be, you need something to bring that along, and the quarterback position is as exciting as any to get it done. I talked to the young man last night, also stood next to him, and I think a lot of people just like to say things, okay? He's not a giant, but you know what? He's not just some little damn rail either.
How skinny did he look in person?
I didn't think he looked skinny. I just think he looked more like one of the fit dudes, you know what I mean?
Like a guy that runs seven miles a day kind of guy?
Yeah, like a muscular guy, but, you know, he's not fat like most of us are. So, you know, that's the whole thing where you don't have those lumps and bumps in other spots. So, but I think he's a dude who understands this game of football. He's smart. I want people to stop limiting who he really is by saying, oh, you know, he runs. He does every damn thing else too. He deciphers. He figures out defenses. He goes through progressions. You know, he's damn good in the pocket. Give him all that credit as well. And let's stop sticking on these little things that are thrown out to try and knock. You know, Tanner said it yesterday where we see guys and we don't ever discuss what they do well. We find one thing that they do not well and we try to overblow it. And a lot of the things that we say about guys in this draft was not even real stuff. It's stuff that people just threw out there.
I think it's interesting. I kind of started by saying, like, all of the months of pre-draft process kind of force us into this world where reports and rumors and speculation become real, and then draft day allows those to go back into the shadows, right? And we can just talk about the player. And I think, like, if you're a Commanders fan and people want to say they watch tape. You don't have to watch tape. You don't have to bother trying to track down all 22 and blah, 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 blah. Just type in Jaden Daniels on YouTube.
I don't even like hearing people say it, Jay.
Just type in Jaden Daniels on YouTube and watch the highlights and get excited.
Yeah, think about that. Okay, we've had people that are considered reputable media people, and also some of these people were former front office people who sit up here and they only want to look at the highlights of one quarterback, but they refuse to give the credit to the highlights of the other quarterback. Does that make sense? Is that fair? You know, I just want to see his highlights. Well, the other guy got more highlights than him, and why the hell are you not looking at his highlights?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to sit up here and talk about things that you think instead of things that you know?
I'm with you there. Real quick, so we got the stream going, as much people watching. Apparently, we couldn't hear B. Mitch for a second, but now we can, and Jeff saved the day. I don't know if
that's... Jeff always try to save the day.
I think that's awesome. I think you have a good point there, B. Like, the folks that wanted Drake May were like, oh, man, when you watch his good throws, you know there's something there. So why isn't there something there when you watch Jaden? Like,
when you watch his good throws, there's something there. The other guy had way more good throws. Why isn't that something there?
I think there is, and I'm just going to try to operate in a world. I mean, at some point, we'll open the phone lines up, and if people are upset, they can voice their opinion. But I think the people that were anti-Jaden were largely kind of nameless, faceless Twitter bots. And it was one thing if you preferred somebody else but still understood that Jaden is an elite prospect, you know? Like, and now, all right, they drafted Jaden. I'm all the way in on him. I think today, last night, is such a reason to be excited. And I think the fact that there was really by the end of this thing, no real speculation. Like, there was no mystery to it. There wasn't a whole lot of intrigue. And I think it's almost like there's a more subdued response. But, I mean, you were in Detroit, and there were a bunch of Commanders fans. I imagine the people there were going nuts.
Yeah, they were going nuts. And I can be honest with you, though, as it got closer for them to make the decision, boy, I felt like I was getting picked.
Get nervous?
Oh, dude. It was like, what the hell is going to happen here? And then it started to look like we basically had expected until number, what was it, 8, 7, whenever the Falcons pick. But you know what? I understand their concern as well.
Yeah, I think we almost break that off into its own thing. I know just because I had to do – I was live on NBC4 last night a bunch, and we had a reporter at the – I guess the Commanders had a draft party downtown last night at Franklin Hall. I wonder if that was like a invited thing or whatever. But the folks that were there, I saw them on television. They were thrilled and fired up. Like Jeff said it this morning, that his Ashburn syndrome is off the charts. I think that's where you should be. They just got an absolute stud quarterback at a position they can't figure out.
Look, I received the
They can't figure out for 30 years.
But see, this is the thing, and I think people get in their feelings. So this is the direct message, the DM. The guy said, man, well, you, Doc, and JP got what y'all wanted. Congrats. I say, if you're a fan, support him. I didn't get a response. So, in other words, you just a hater. You know what I mean? Like, you decide what you want. If you're cheering for the team, you cheer for the team to be better. And they have a prospect where they can possibly be better. And you'd rather be upset instead of trying to support the person that came in, who the people that we consider smart as hell and the right people decided to pick. You know
right.
what I mean? So I don't understand. I laugh at a lot of this stuff. I wish I could just sometimes tell them just you know, drop all worry and have the right to just go back how I used to be and just say exactly how I think about some things sometimes. But you know what? I don't think people even worth that anymore.
Damn, B's holding back. Who on earth would have thought
that? No, I'm just saying.
Going
like,
soft
like, I
in
used
Detroit.
To, you know, I used to go very, very hard in the paint, but you can't do that on radio and things of that nature. And then everybody now, when you tell them the truth about something, they want to go around saying you were mean to them. You know what? I just think there's some dumbasses in the world. I'm going to just leave it at that.
I'm going to give Jeff another shout out. Jeff just put a picture of B-Mitch in the stream. It's kind of hot, Jeff. He found your draft photo, B. Cajun's
couldn't
number
have found
one.
My draft photo. They didn't have no damn draft photos back then.
They didn't have cameras?
Huh?
There were no cameras when you were playing college football?
JP, you about to get beat up, dog.
Jeff, I think you've done good work this morning. And Landini. We're all in it together.
I don't see no picture. Where you put a picture at?
On the stream, there's a picture of you in a Cajun's uniform.
Oh, man. Come on, dog. He pulled the swamp thing in the
No,
in
it's
the
not
boots?
Salton of the Swamp. It's you playing, wearing the all red, okay. Looking like a blood. I'm largely with you, dude. I don't want to disagree with anybody. Like, I just want to have a cool, fun day celebrating that they got a dude that accounted for 50 freaking touchdowns last year.
Yeah.
And it's just like they have been so bad at quarterback for so long. They might have the freaking answer. Fired up. And I think, by and large, most people are.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really important delineation.
Yeah.
But, dude, I'm just going to run through the leading passer for the last few seasons, right?
Uh-huh.
Sam Howell last year. There were some highs. There were a lot of lows. He fell apart late in the season. The concerns with Howell were that he took too many sacks and turned the ball over too much. And by the end of the year, he took too many sacks and turned the ball over too much. The whole offense was broken. The whole team was broken. But he didn't fix it. The year prior to that, your leading passer. Do you know who it was, B?
Heinicke.
Taylor Heinicke. Which, yo, we could talk about Kirk Cousins had a bad night. Taylor Heinicke had a real bad night.
No, I think more Ritter had a bad night.
Oh, yeah, he stinks.
Because he's out. He's gone.
I was right on that one, B. I told you that guy stinks, and he stinks.
You were right on that one, Jay. I got to give you credit for it.
2 years ago, you got a leading passer for me.
2 years
or 3 years, the 21 season.
21 season?
Clearly, it was so good, it's burned in your memory. 21 was when they signed Fitz. He got hurt on the water slide, allegedly, and then Heinicke started all year.
Heinicke was the guy again.
Yeah. Prior to that, it was Alex Smith, which is remarkable because that was Alex coming back from the leg injury.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be Haskins, I think, and there was the stripper party during COVID. Case Keenum prior to that, Alex Smith prior to that, prior to the leg injury. You've got to go back to 2017. Jeff, were you in college in 2017?
Yes, I was.
2017 is a long time ago.
7 years.
I mean, who was president in 2017? We'd never heard of COVID. We had never heard, inflation was only a thing we had heard of in history. 2017 was a long.
It just shows you how fast time moves.
2017 was a long time ago. I only had one kid in 2017. You got to go that
still
far
had
back.
A small brain too.
That's still the truth, but it's getting smaller by the day. You have to go that far back to the last time you had good and consistent quarterback play, because all these other years. It's been a bob and weave. Multiple people have been playing. Just think about last year. Jacoby was going to start the last couple of games, and then, Brian, somehow he hurt his hamstring.
Yeah.
I mean,
That was kind of mysterious to me, brother.
Yeah, I hope he's okay. But it's been so long since there's been competent, consistent, arguably good quarterback play. And now I think they've got their best opportunity to do it again, because when they drafted Haskins, there were real reasons for pause about the pick, and that is prior to everything that happened, right? The fact that fans talked themselves into Ryan Fitzpatrick because they thought his beard was cool, I will always blow my mind. Alex,
hey, we go crazy over people for the things that has nothing to do with winning football games.
Totally.
But a guy that has the ability to help you win a game, well, we don't like that, though.
Right. Alex is a guy that can help you win a game, but it'll never look sexy or be innovative, as Doc likes to say. And obviously the injury with Alex changed everything. Taylor's an extremely likable guy, but a limited passer. Sam, really likable guy, limited passer. They've got a kid now with the world on a string, man. Nobody knows how it's going to go down, but damn, now is the time to be freaking excited. PFT commenter joins us at 11.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Tired of those lackluster cooling systems? Well, now it's time to switch to Rood and feel the difference. Thanks to the IRA Act, you can score up to $2,000 in tax credits on select heat pump systems. And Maryland residents, there's exclusive rebates from Rood just for you. Personally, I've upgraded to 3 Rood 18-SEER inverter heat pumps to stay cool at my house. Rood keeps me comfortable when I'm chilling at home or hosting game day parties. So beat the heat this season and visit Rood.com. That's Rood.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
I usually wait till 11. I'll just encourage everybody to be responsible to open up Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. But the day after you draft Jaden Daniels, the day after Jaden Daniels comes to Washington, I ain't waiting. Happy Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, everybody. B, you might be enjoying it already, as far as I know.
I'm not, but I will be. Last night I kind of got cut short, Jay. Well, I'm gonna take it through last night because I can get a chance to do that. We have anything scheduled right now?
No, you're good.
Okay. So last night, we got through. We didn't get back to the hotel around 12 something, and there was nothing open to get something to eat. Well, they had some place called Coney Island, and everybody tells
hot dogs,
how good they were.
Right?
Well, they got hot dog wings, all this stuff, but the line was so damn long that we didn't feel like doing it. So we found this little deli. So I got like a corned beef sandwich, okay?
Okay.
So we said we're going to just chill, get that, just going through the night. And then Detroit showed up. Fights started breaking out everywhere. I say, dog, that's our.
Who is it? You and Tana out?
It's me, Tanner, and Brian. I say, it's time to go. I normally just, I'm in my own element. I'm away from stuff, but I'm like, okay, I don't know how this is going to pop off. And we had walked through the security, and they didn't really check anything, bags or nothing. So I'm like, okay, I don't know. So I just stood up and just started walking, and Taylor say, good idea. Dude, one, I'm talking about no more than 5 yards from us. One breaks off. Dude with the dapper dude, and he hit him. Bam.
Damn.
And then you look to the left, and there's another one. I'm like.
And this was at a deli? Like, you're not at a club. This is at a deli.
No. This was inside the casino.
Oh, really?
We stayed at the MGM National, the MGM Hotel stuff. That was inside the casino. And I was like, okay, it's time to go. Tanner say, man, I just knew something about to pop off.
So what, did you just go up to the room?
What else were we going to do? Yeah, already starting to fight now. There's nothing else to deal with. I'm not here to be worried about nobody else's deal. That's not my problem. So I took my little black ass up to my room and chilled.
When were you guys, were you on after the pick or just leading up to it?
We were on for like an hour and a half total prior to the draft.
So I saw when you were on prior. Because we were all in the room just kind of chilling.
Yeah, then we went back on right when they went on the clock. And we did that all the way up until the pick. And then we had to wait to see if they would move back into the first.
Yeah.
And then after that, we had to do a lot of hits that was with Command Center for later on that tonight and some stuff today.
Okay. But did you get to interview Jaden?
I actually went over in the room where Brian interviewed him, and I sat and talked to him, like, off to the side afterwards.
How excited is he?
He was happy as hell, you know. And I found this thing last night online where his mom was singing Left Hand Up.
Yeah.
So, hey, they're paying attention some damn way.
Phil, let me know when you have that. It's funny. I emailed it to you. Yeah. Yeah, man, I think so much of everything over the last few months got so overblown. You know, my night was in Ashburn. I got to Ashburn, I don't know, 3:30 or so. And we were doing live hits all afternoon. And then, you know, we get to come inside. And it's a lot of hurry up and wait on draft night. But at what point did you – I think once the big kid from Arizona, Morgan, got – drafted by the Packers, that's when I kind of thought, all right, they're not trading back up here. And then what was interesting, so we're all over in the media annex, you know, and PR came and got us probably with like 3 or 4 picks left. They're like, all right, you guys can make your way over to the auditorium, which is where Peter's presser was going to be. And that's when you kind of knew, like, all right, like the door is closed here. And I thought it was pretty clear, you know, just that they had done their work for the night, and they got a busy, busy night tonight. We got a busy, busy show coming up. PFT Commenter joins us next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.